are here with the Honorable Kiani Conley Wilson. Like, how does that sound? Like, I'm saying the Honorable.
It sounds a little strange because typically, you know, I picture Dr. Jackson, like big name.
Okay.
But I guess I'm getting there.
No, so. this is big. This is big.
Yeah.
You are the youngest sitting Common Council leader in Troy.
Yep.
Newly appointed. Mm-hmm. You are the engagement management, community engagement manager here at Collective Effort.
Yep.
You are an RPI grad. Man, you're doing some amazing things. There's more to this list, but we're going to get into it.
Yeah, it'll get too long right now.
The list is super long, but you're here on the show. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling great. I'm so excited to be here and very excited to chat.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad that you came. I am excited because we work with you on a day-to-day basis, and you've just been newly appointed, but I still feel like your name is it should be popping up in a lot more circles. Maybe it is, and I'm just, like, unaware.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like you're one of those people we have to shine a light on. We got some special new lights in the back. We're, like, trying to, like, step this thing. Like, every show, you're going to see, like, a dramatic difference in, like, quality, but also, like, the types of questions, the types of people we're going to bring in, and really just trying to highlight people who are really doing something.
Yeah, absolutely.
My girl. So my first question, why?
Why?
Why did you run? You know, what was it that was in you to say, you know what, I want to be a Common Council leader.
Mm-hmm.
I'm young, but like I see something that I can, this is right up my alley. What was that?
Yeah. So I had been organizing a leader in Troy DSA for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. And we were coming around, you know, election season, we're like, okay, who's gonna run, what's gonna happen, and every year we have this conversation and no one steps up, and I realized, wait, all right, so I got the support system, we're all really great organizers, we can figure this out, you know, like I know how to talk to people and engage with people, so why not try it out, why not see what we can do.
Troy DSA, what is that?
Troy DSA, it's the Troy Democratic Socialists of America.
Okay.
So they're part of a larger national network of organizations that, you know, really work for democratic socialism. And Troy DSA is the Troy chapter. And at the point, we hadn't really gotten into electoral politics. We were doing more like housing stuff and police accountability things, all that kind of stuff. So we kind of stepped into electoral politics with my campaign.
Wow. So it sounds like, you know, like a training ground for like future, you know, button pushers.
Yeah.
I would like to say.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Well, shout out to DSA because I think you got a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, was there a specific moment like you were like, oh yeah, is there a certain like issue that you was like kept popping up? Because I find it often that as politicians, you're like, this is something that is just outrageously being ignored.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I'm going to do about it. Tell us a little bit about that experience.
Yeah. I don't think there was like a specific issue. I think something that I really noticed in our leadership in Troy was like just like this opacity, like you couldn't really get a lot of information out, you couldn't really understand what was really going on or all the like different updates and different like projects that they were working on, like developments and things like that. So I just really wanted to like represent that and hear people out. And also like where I live in Little Italy, there's like trash everywhere in the alleyways, it's like a really big issue. You know, there's obviously some like violence going on as well. And, you know, I realized that a lot of the leaders weren't really looking at the full picture. They were just looking at the outcome. Being like, oh, well, this violent incident happened. So, like, it must be an issue with like just these individual people instead of being like, well, why are these people turning to that?
Yeah. I think maybe this is just from my understanding and looking at how young people are dealing with the elders and the elders are dealing with young people. It's like a numbers game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not necessarily a personal experience.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that notion? And because you're a young person, how do you feel like you can impart some of that like bridge? Because I feel like there's a disconnect. There's a clear disconnect. And then I know there's some people that are in your position that like want to do something, but are like, I don't know. Yeah. Talk about that bridge.
Yeah. So I think, you know, our elders have a lot of knowledge to pass down to us.
Yeah.
Whether or not we realize that or not. So really like understanding like and hearing like their stories and all of that, and really understanding like, oh, like, no, you guys were young once too. You guys like might have even gone through the same things that I'm going through now. It just was back in the past. So really like hearing what people have to say and also not discrediting someone because of their age. I know for me personally, like a lot of folks are like, well, what's this 20 something year old know about this or that? Yeah. And I've actually had like a pretty lot of experience in my life and a lot of experiences that folks wouldn't really expect me to have. So, yeah. And I think like part of that is just like how I was brought up. So like, I had some really wealthy family members and I had some really poor family members. So yeah. Getting able to experience both of those sides and like understanding that regardless of the financial situation my family members were in, they were still family and still like I was still connected to them in some sort of way. Good. So really just kind of seeing how I fit in into that kind of space.
And where are you from?
I'm from the South Shore in Massachusetts, so in between Boston and Cape Cod. That's where I grew up.
Oh, so yeah, you are like right on the cusp of like, you know, affluency and you know, resources, and then like you can turn, you know, go down a block, drive down the highway, and it's like, you know, blight.
100%.
So I think you understand what it means on a larger scale. Now tell me about that transition, because like you're a graduate from RPI and now you're in Troy, and like, because I kind of feel like people who come from outside, I'm from Queens, but my roots are here. I grew up majority of my life here. We don't take enough stake even if we're out, like outside people. What do you think about that, and how do you encourage people to get involved in that way?
I mean so I first came to Troy in 2012. For a trip to visit RPI. And I thought RPI was awesome. I had a very skewed kind of experience of what RPI was. And you know, decided to do you want me to go in?
No. Okay. We'll get to RPI in a second. Yes. But you
So I like, you know, I kind of fell in love with Troy during my time at RPI. Yeah. And you know, right after I graduated, I kind of didn't think I was gonna come back ever. And you know, a couple weeks later I was like, wow, I do miss Troy. Like, I don't miss RPI, but I miss Troy and that like kind of energy there. And I found Troy to kind of be my home. So I think that's why, you know, some people may think I'm bum Troy, because like I just hold it so close to my heart.
You're invested.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to be. And I think that's important. If you're trying to go out for office, is like be really, really intentional about your experience. Take your outside experience, but bring it here. And which is, I think, all we're trying to do with even just this podcast, even with collective effort in general, is like making home where you're at.
Exactly.
And being absolutely unapologetic about the things you intend to do for you and the people around you. And you do that. Like, so like, what are some of the issues that you might be like going through right now? Because you're a new member. Obviously, you're the only Dem in office in a seat at the Council of Troy. There's 7 districts.
So there's 6 districts.
6 districts.
7 council seats. Okay. The 7th council seat is the president. They're on a 4-year term instead of a 2-year term. And right now, the breakdown of the council, it's 4 Republicans, conservatives, and then 3 Democrats. And I believe I'm the only one that has a Working Families Party.
Okay. So you're like representing a lot. You got a lot on your shoulders.
Yeah, I'm also the only person of color on the council too. So I think that also skews things a little bit. Like, I think my experience is a little bit different than some of my other colleagues. Like, I think I'm the only one that rents. So like, I think that's, you know, there's a little bit of a different kind of experience that I have.
But you bring perspective.
Exactly.
So that means that a lot of people should be pulling for you, because there's a lot of renters out there. There's a lot of working families out there. How are you maintaining the relationship between the constituency and the, you know, sitting members?
I definitely get to talk to a lot of folks that have supported me. Like, a lot of folks have even just stepped up and come to meetings and just spoken on the issues that they're concerned about. So that's been really moving. And just hearing some folks like even mention me in their dialogue to the council can be really empowering. I have like meetings where we talk about what's next for my term in office, and just kind of getting out there, getting involved in different events and all that. Like I did the MLK day at the sanctuary, and that was like really empowering, really awesome to see all these different Black leaders and all that.
So how is, so when they step into you now, what's the conversations we're having? What do we expect for Kiani going forward? Because you got a lot on your plate, but you also, you're representing, unfortunately, as, you know, being only the only Black face in the office. How does that, what does that look like for you, and how are you managing that?
Yeah, so definitely I have some different perspectives and understandings of, you know, like systematic racism, for example. I feel like, you know, unless you really have dedicated a lot of time to understanding that, it's really hard to understand that if you haven't personally experienced that. So, you know, trying to get folks to really understand, like, no, it's not just, you know, they don't want to work hard or whatever it is. It's that they're working really hard, but the system isn't built for our success, you know?
We're set up for burnout.
Yeah, 100%.
I'm encouraged to see a person of your age, because it's going to be a daunting task, but you're young, you're youthful, you're energetic.
Yep.
Working with you here, I see you have the skill sets. And so, like, I want everybody to know that she's got the skills.
Yep.
And now it's just a matter of them giving you the opportunities and the resources to make it really, really happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm super, super proud with you. For I'm proud of you for stepping into that.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think, you know, something that, like, I think I've been really focusing on, especially since the campaign, was really setting aside time every day for myself just to chill, unwind, all that, because that makes a huge difference. Like, if I don't do it, then the next day I'm like, oh, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
So, you know, I think self-care, we don't talk about that a lot, like, in both in, like, organizing activist culture and in, like, Black culture. So, you know, really bringing that to light and being like, no, like, I am a person. Like, I still need, like, time outside of work and life and all that to just, like,
good. Well, I you look good, skin looks great, your hair is popping. So that means you're doing well, okay?
Exactly.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. So my next flip, we're gonna flip, because I think to just label you as a common counsel, which is a lot, which is big, you're also other things.
Yeah.
So 100%. you've been newly appointed. We needed some awesomeness in this office.
Yes.
And you have been renting space here at the Collective Effort Do Something space. And we was like, well, you know, we need somebody who has communication skills, who has community ties. So you stepping into this community engagement manager position,
because
it's not just a specialty, it's a management skill. You have, you know, clout, right? Off the rip. Tell us about that experience. How has it been going for you so far? And you don't have to be nice because I'm a partner, but you can, like, be honest.
Yes. No, I really love working here. I think it's, I don't know, I always, you know, if I don't come into the office for like a week, I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I miss the boys, all that. I know.
Yeah, you got my, this is my sentimental face.
And I really love the work that I do. I really like working with, like, people. I've been doing a lot of, like, event planning and, like, organizing some of our processes and all that. And that's, I like to geek out over that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, getting ready for a retreat, which is, like, really exciting.
Yo,
and some other stuff.
Let me impart this, because every time they come in, they're like deep diving into something so, like, metaphysical, but it's us, it's our stuff. I'll be like, wow, this is so, like, awesome that, like, we're, like, important to other people, and which is why it was important to bring you in, because organically you were here just getting it in on your own and watching you through your campaign, you know, beating the path, and it was like, oh, she can definitely be up. And we gotta pay her, though. We can't just be bringing her in here for free. And so I appreciate that. So what are we looking forward to? Because now that you're engaging and the community has addressed some needs, what are we doing for Collective Effort in that regard?
Yeah, so we're going to have a whole slew of events throughout the year. Ooh. So, you know, everything from Mixmas to, like, games night. Ooh. So, you know, don't forget, Mixmas happens every year. We can't forget it.
Yes.
We might have a couple of new events coming up, too.
What we got? You could tell them maybe like, one or two things. Tell them everything.
Yes. So we might have a block party.
Okay, all right, little cookout. All right, it's cold as hell right now.
Yeah, not right now, over the summer, you know, because
because I can't do.
No, I know we ain't gonna be out there like that. Now the river is frozen. We can't be out there.
You're gonna have to put these cameras on tripods because I'm not gonna be outside in this weather with no barbecue. But what else we got going on?
And then we also got. Sorry, I'm trying to think of like the most fun one.
Ooh, there's a couple of fun things.
Yeah,
Come on.
I mean.
What's coming up next?
Next is games night.
Okay.
So yeah. You know, that'll be fun. We'll have some pizza, some snacks, all that kind of stuff, yeah. And different games in each room.
Yes. So we're hitting you with the easy stuff right now because she's such a politician. She's not even going to smack you in the face with the like big stuff we got coming on, and that's all right because I respect it. You trying to let it the beat build.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all better come to our game nights. I'm serious. I'm serious about my Uno. I'm serious about my spades. Spades tournament coming up too as well.
Yes.
But yeah. So I'm glad you came on this show. Is there anything else? How can your constituents get in touch with you? How can they support? Mm-hmm. How do we stand behind you on all the things that you got going on?
Yeah. So best way to get in touch with me is email kiani@troynewyork.gov.
Okay.
Really easy to remember.
Say it again, because
Kiani, KIANI, @troynewyork.gov.
Don't be texting her.
Yeah.
Don't be Facebook messaging, I feel like that's a lot to.
Yeah, it's a lot. And it's a lot easier if I just have one centralized place.
Okay.
It also helps me just like separate out what's personal, what's not, and keeps a record of my interactions with folks. I also attend some neighborhood meetings too, like the Osgood, Little Italy, Riverside. So those are all different neighborhoods in my district that meets pretty regularly. If you want to donate or get involved, like volunteer and stuff, you can check out my website, Kiani4Troy.com.
Yes.
And there's donate link, there's a get involved link, so or just reach out and be like, hey Kiani, I heard your stuff, I want to get involved.
So not just for Troy, but for the the district, not just for the district, but for all of Troy.
Yeah. And even if you don't live in Troy, if you want to get involved, help out, that's totally fine.
Beautiful. I think the best way to learn how to become a councilman is to work with councilmen and donate your time and volunteer. So please hit her up and follow up for real.
Absolutely. And there's so many different ways to get involved politically. You don't need to run a campaign or anything. You can join a local organization, pick up an issue that you really care about.
Yeah.
Address that to your council people, or even go higher up to your county ledges and all your other different representatives. So there's a whole different a lot of people think politics are just this one little box, but I run a garden as well, so that's even political, growing food for folks.
You ain't even put the garden in there. Food is, I love me some food.
Yes, you do.
All right. You heard. She said, yes, you do. You need to stop it.
Nah, we all love food, I used to work at a really great farm.
Okay.
I purchased a plot of land from the city, actually.
Nice.
And I know a couple different farmers who have done that where, just gotten vacant land and just started a garden.
Man, listen, you was checking off all these boxes. you got very little time, so we're not going to hold you, but I truly appreciate you. Yo, get involved with her garden, too, because I think, obviously, you're going to need some hands.
Yeah, I need some muscle.
To till that land. All right, good, because we need some fresh produce at the spot. Collective effort, 415 River Street, 4th floor. Y'all better holla at us.
Yeah.
We doing something.
We are doing something.
God damn
We're
it.
Doing so much.
Thank you for coming on the show.
Yes, thank you so much.
Hope I didn't make you too nervous.
Nah.
My girl. Ugh.